Okay, and on this date in rock and roll history, Jan, you too remember, in 1964, the Animals made their first British tour's headliners on the bill, Carl Perkins, Gene Vincent, the Nashville Teens. In 1966, the Jimi Hendrix Experience played its debut concert for an audience of 14,500 at Paris's Olympic Theater. In 1967, John Lennon starred in his first movie, How I Won the War, as Private Gripweed. And a picture of him as that character was on the very first issue of Rolling Stone magazine on the cover. In 1968, John and Yoko Lennon were arrested and charged with possession of marijuana.
Or gripweed, as yeah. some of us refer to it.
During a raid on Ringo Starr's apartment. In 1974, a woman identified as Mary Woodson threw a pot of boiling grits on singer Al Green as he was getting out of the bathtub, and then she shot herself to death. In 1975, Simon and Garfunkel reunited on Saturday Night Live for their first post-split-up collaboration. And in 1969, the first of many rock and roll revivals was held at the Felt Forum in New York City. On the bill were the Platters, Chuck Berry, Jimmy Clanton, and the Shirelles, and Bill Haley and the Comets, who got a standing 8.5-minute ovation.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock, we're gonna rock.